Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
So glad you opened this door and wandered right into this Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got Dana Wickens on the throne that is a cajon, the boom in this room here in the home that she and Brett share with us and with you, all together in a living room. All together now. And that's not all. The baby's drinking alcohol.
Wow.
Remember that one?
Yeah, wait, what is that from?
K-I-S-S-I-N-G, sitting in a tree. First comes love.
Then comes marriage.
Then comes the baby with the baby carriage. Then it gets weird, but one of them is like, that's not all.
That's not all. The baby's
Well, first they have a baby,
alcohol.
Right?
Yeah,
first comes love, then comes marriage. The baby's there. The baby is canonically there. But then at some point, the baby is drinking alcohol.
That's not it. That's not all. The baby's drinking alcohol. That's not it. That's not all. We got a guest. Boy, do we, y'all. Welcome back to the show. Been too long, too long. Brilliant actor, writer, improviser,
But does the baby have a toothache?
And alcohol is what they used to do for that, right?
That's right. This could be responsible parenting depending on the time.
If it's just a dab on the gums to numb them some, then hey, you're fine.
Does whiskey numb? Is it whiskey, first of all, that they used to put on a
Yeah,
thing?
I think
Let's
any
say
kinda.
Yes. Yeah, bullet wounds.
So I guess my... Yeah.
Put a little bullet on that bullet.
I wonder how much of that is like... Because I have never had the sensation of alcohol numbing my gums. Have you?
I'm gonna say no.
It sort of feels like in the old West, it's sort of that kind of thing where it's like, this baby is crying. What do we have?
Dirt and alcohol.
We shouldn't put dirt in
its
mouth.
Feels like a non-dirt situation.
So let's try alcohol.
They have a flow chart. And it's either dirt or it's alcohol. And you just kind of go through the flow chart of like, is this an open wound in your body?
Right. Now, my thing is, I feel like one of the reasons that you put a little, like, whiskey on the gums is when a baby's teething. And so I feel like, is that gum material a little bit more porous than our gums?
Oh. Are you absorbing it
a little bit more? Because it's closer to an open... You're cutting the teeth, so it's
right.
open.
And is that just, like... I guess the core underlying question for me is, does the baby feel better because the whiskey is doing something that is like numbing the pain, or does the baby feel better because the baby is a little drunk?
Both. Yeah. Both. Because I think it's all about just getting, it can get into the bloodstream. So like, I think the reason why you could put it on a wound is it'll get into your bloodstream and will affect you the same as consuming it versus if I poured it on my non-open skin. I'm demonstrating this. This is a reason to get
shake,
the video.
Shake, shake.
I'm shaking
shake, shake,
booze
shake.
On my non-wounded
it's
leg.
It's not because it's antiseptic alcohol?
Well, I think it is slightly, but it's not going to numb. So it's going to kill some things that could infect.
Get in the blood.
If I had an open wound, it could get in my bloodstream, which would numb my whole self.
I can't picture it.
Jessica is positing like a butt chugging, but in
yes,
the baby's mouth.
Yes, thank you for putting it in.
And that's what it is.
Yes,
it gets into the bloodstream quicker.
Right,
it's more absorbent.
Right, And so the baby
the cops
is getting
can't
slightly
breathalyze that baby.
That's right. That baby is getting slightly drunk. I mean, have you ever had just a little twinge in your back and you're like, I could take Advil or I could just have a drink?
No, but now I will.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It all numbs the pain, baby. It all does the same thing.
And who cares what the cause is as long as yeah. the result is cool.
Incredible.
You know, sometimes like, well, like for example, if I get the onset of period cramps at the end of the night, just have a glass of wine,
what
baby.
What do you need to do? Take drugs at the end of the night?
I'm going to sleep either way. All I need is enough numb to get to sleep some.
Something to make it feel nice in the tum-tum.
Honestly, put both of those things right in the bottle of every single wine bottle. Yeah.
This is woman's wine.
Women's wine.
I was told once by a boyfriend that I got nicer on my period because I just like to make things cozy for myself. I was like, let's take it. I like to give me a little chocolate. Give me a little nice resting nest.
Yeah.
Give me some good foods. Give me some wines. Give me all the creature comforts in the
that
world.
It's hysterical.
It was actually said as a compliment and I took it as a compliment.
Yes, for sure.
That's how you described it just now.
And definitely, I mean, it's always a fun one where you're like,
why are things harder? Why are things harder
I
right
also
now?
I get physically more clumsy the few days before my period. If I drop a whole sheet pan in like a Lotsie in the kitchen, Morgan will just be like, how you doing?
Does he have better track of it than you?
He has immaculate tracking of it. Yeah. And of course knows not to say anything, but I can see a glint in his eye where he's like doing math and I'm like, okay, all right.
Yes, you're right.
And he's like,
why I dropped it.
And he's like,
good job, math genius.
For the record, did not say anything. And I'm like, for the record, get the glint out of your eye. Do you have this like ever where it's not his fault. He's perceptive. Like if I'm like, no, I'm actually okay with that. And he's like, well, you're not. Like he's like really sensitive to tone changes. And I'm like, I'm actually trying not to have the fight, but he's like, it's too late. I can see you're upset from a subtle change in tone.
I can appreciate that you're not trying to have the fight, but I also do know that you're upset. So for me now to ignore the fight
is actually wrong for me.
Sometimes you really just want to say like, listen to my words. I'm fine.
That's the other part. You have to trust that the person doesn't want to have the fight and that's actually what they want.
Right.
Now,
is it a trap? Is it a trick?
Yes. I have this thing where
I'm so tricksy
and trapsy. That's all women are doing constantly is trying to trick men into saying the wrong
thing. Yeah, we're setting little tricks and traps.
For 1 week every month, we will turn into little tricksters.
Surprise if half of your workforce covered your computer.
idea that I'm seated. Ginger Rogers did it backwards in heels and bleeding.
Come in for this. I just want to go over the third quarter's profits. Listen, I'm trying to be okay.
Oh, thank you for calling this meeting, Henry. Oh,
Henry, go on with the numbers. It's just a regular day.
Yes, no, I'm going to. I can't help but notice that the thumb drive that did have my PowerPoint presentation seems to have been replaced with a small carrot.
Oh, just a little baby carrot?
Just a little baby.
Oh, Henry,
well, this won't work if I plug it.
Henry, someone at work must have thought you needed more snacks.
That's right. Go ahead. Put it in your USB drive, Henry.
Joanne, I'm not going to put the little carrot in my
USB
drive.
Oh, I bet the rabbits will love the presentation.
Oh, I bet after the rabbits have the presentation, they'll want to put that little thumb drive in some hummus.
Rebecca, that's right. I'm not going to put the thumb drive in the hummus and the carrot in the USB drive.
Henry, there's a little glint in your eye that I don't appreciate.
Yeah, Henry, are you doing some kind of math in your eye right now?
What calculations are going on in that brain of yours, Henry?
I'm just can I be totally honest with the two of you right
now? Of course.
Let me be absolutely clear. This company would fall apart without both of you. We're the only...
We're the founders.
We're the three founders of Charmin, the toilet paper company.
We did it.
We did Charmin.
We made Charmin Bears America's first family.
That's right. We said, I want to hear bears almost openly talk about shitting themselves on television.
Because when it's bears, everyone's like, I love this.
It's cute. And the bears have different personalities, and we watch them evolve.
That's
the
right.
The bears used to live in the woods... Not wear clothes, not talk.
You know what's great? And I don't think people really appreciate the deep lore that our company has about the Charmin Bears that we've never shared publicly. Oh. But it's for us to know in the creative process.
Exactly. Absolutely. You can feel the depth.
For example, Papa Charmin Bear served in the army. Got put through college after his tour was done. Came back, went to work as a mechanic. Found a loving wife and had two sons.
Mama Charmin, she was a wild one. Used to follow a band.
It was Kiss.
She painted her face in black and white makeup. Until
but it's an incredibly expensive hobby, and Papa Charmin couldn't afford
So baby Charmed started to do flips in the woods, but injured his little paw and now is grounded to just walking.
And when Papa Bear realized that his son was working so hard, he picked up extra shifts at the local shipyard.
And Mama Bear was a seamstress, sewing new clothes to see if there's a future that they don't even know.
Because these Charmin Bears, their hearts are so soft, and their dreams are so padded, and they float aloft.
Middle class background doesn't make them shy, because their souls are a total of a 1, 2, 3 ply. And Grandma Bear, she has wisdom, and Papa Bear has jokes.
And they walk around the woods on 2 feet with a bear-like strut, and also they all genetic. It comes through. I think the backstory comes through in the market.
I think the more that we know, the more the customers appreciate. Henry, you can use, I'll give you the thumb drive back, okay? These are low stake trips and traps.
I'm not worried.
It was a carrot.
I guess my thought was, would it be better if we just never scheduled these meetings to sync up when the two
with
of
what?
You-
what? To sync up with what?
What?
To sync up what?
What are you? What are you referring to with a Tuesday? With a Tuesday,
Wednesday. It's 11:59.
Sure.
That weird time between a Tuesday and a Wednesday. That's, maybe that's what's weird about.
First
scheduling.
Of all, we shouldn't have the meeting so late at night.
Well, we're agreed. All jet lagged from our trip to Sydney.
And what a trip it was!
What a trip it was!
First of all, I was very nervous because, as we all know, most, like, 10 of the 11 most dangerous animals on the planet are in Australia.
That place is trying to get you.
Spider City.
Spider City, and the spiders are bigger than spiders should be.
Agreed. It's basically a big rock with two good cities and animals that want to kill
you. And the whole middle of the rock,
nothing.
Useless.
Nothing.
Big, useless middle. The edges of the rock, beautiful. Coastal, wonderful.
Lovely.
Two big cities, great edges, most of the rock. No one's using it.
It's basically the moon.
It's sort of the inverse of a sandwich. The crust is best.
The crust is best. It's a best crust sandwich.
Australia.
Oh, that
the
I
crust
to think about
best.
It. That's a pretty good. I mean, I don't mean to.
An all crust sandwich?
Well, I'm just thinking of what would
Henry.
Be a good trick or a trap. A sandwich that's only when you, if you gave someone a sandwich, but the middle was all gone and you just gave them, that's a pretty good.
That is funny. The outline of a sandwich.
Yeah. I know this is not my thing to engage in. I don't mean to sort of like step on your
engage in what?
Please, Henry.
You know, the time when the two of you are sort of more predisposed to tricks and traps.
Do we have a single time where we're more into tricks and traps?
I feel like I'm generally prone to tricks. I do enjoy a trick and a trap.
Yeah, I feel
a
like there's no trick. Specific time of the month where I'm more tricksy or trapsy.
Not
and
sure.
I certainly didn't, over years of working at the same place with Joanne, sync up so my trips and traps are the same time as
right.
her trips and traps.
Of course not.
Couldn't be.
Couldn't be.
Couldn't be.
Couldn't be.
Anyway, profits are way up.
Woohoo!
I don't know
know what it is, but we are hand over fist.
Do you think it has something to do with the mass firings?
I think it has something to do with, one, the mass firings, and two, between the three of us.
Listening?
Quilted Northern is in free fall right now.
I would hate to think what they're doing over there, those losers.
Okay, there's gotta be something
a bunch
we can
of
do.
Well,
okay, we're Northern and we're quilted. That's true.
We also make
toilet paper.
We do not have a good mascot.
We don't have a bear or not a lumberjack. We don't have a thing that says, "Ooh, I like that tact." We don't have a choice. We have to find it new, or else we'll be down a ply or two.
What about a wasp?
Aww.
A big stingy wasp.
Ouch! I don't like thinking about a wasp.
Thinking about my own butt.
Ha!
But if I did, I guess what I'm thinking is it would hurt if a wasp stung my butt.
Right.
So maybe it's a wasp that we put on the bag and people will be like, oh, okay, Quilted Northern, the only company protecting your butt from wasps.
I'm afraid that it might get a little confused.
Okay.
If I see a wasp, I don't think I'll think it through to think the wasp is bad. But the paper is strong. I might think this paper is like hitting me all wrong.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I just had a brain gem when I took my medicine to treat my phlegm. Mucinex has the little guy made of mucus.
That's right.
So naturally, ours should be made of poopus.
There is the emoji kids really like.
Right.
We could take that and do it just right.
Yes, it's not quite the same, because the poop has wings and a little sharp stinger that gives little sharp sting. And the poop is yellow and the poop is black, and it lives in a nest and the poop attacks. Dance. What do you think about when you think about your butt? What I think of my butt, I think, please don't get stung by a wasp. But again, we all agree that it shouldn't be a wasp.
And
back
now,
to the drawing
board. Todd, I have to ask you, I can't believe it's true that it's taken me this long to pose this cue. Have you been stung on the butt by a wasp?
Today?
Or any time?
Oh yeah, all the time.
What?
You see, my bathroom is an outhouse in the woods. And by outhouse, I mean a branch on a tree.
Okay.
And on that tree is a little wasp nest. But they were there first, so I won't take it down.
And now I'm more worried about Todd. Why are you pooping there? That's so odd.
Because my house has two bathrooms, but one is for my wife and one is for the kids, and that one is a mess, so it's easier just to use the tree and hope that the little tiny wasps don't sting me. But they usually do, so I'm scared to poop. That's why I spend so much time at work.
This is what I'll think about. And I'll pretend you didn't say that, even though I'm scared for you.
Good idea.
time I try to think of an idea, all I think in my head is Tot and his wasp butt.
So how do we feel about wasp for mascot?
I think we can leave it on the board for now, but we'll circle back.
Is it? Am I a bad head of marketing?
Joanne, I think we have come to the time where we can finally play the best trick on Henry.
Carol, you know I've been excited to do a real trick. One that doesn't just come up in the moment, but one we've had time to plan.
Years and years of planning, a little plan, so that we can trick him once and for all so good that we will tee-hee-hee all the way home.
Carol, should we narrow in on his insecurities and exploit them in a trick and a chop?
That's a very fun place to start. Okay, so we know he gets really scared if everybody's putting in individual credit cards at a restaurant.
This we know. Chris is always upset and worried that he's going to pay more than his fair share. Henry is always worried he's going to pay more than his fair share.
And Chris. Actually, a lot of people in this office get stressed about group dining. I feel like if we go out and the server offers, would you like me to do separate checks? Everyone's like, yes, please. If it's not
you're a hero.
Sorry, Chris here. Didn't know. Are we using this boardroom? Are you using it?
Well, we're in it, Chris.
Okay. I'm going to go. Bye.
He's just like Henry.
I feel like with Chris, he's always using that thing where he's like, he's asking a question where the answer is obvious, you know, like, well, we're in the boardroom.
Yes. He's hoping that we'll feel so weird and weak that we'll just say,
oh, no.
I guess we're not in the boardroom.
Hey, you guys have it for a full hour?
Chris?
You have it for a full hour?
Chris, we're physically in here and that is your answer.
And also you can see it on the outside.
I just wanted to check because you got an hour. There's a thing on there. I just want to check you're in here for an hour.
Yes.
I'm going to go do some reps at the gym on the bottom floor of this company. Were you about to say something to me?
I was going to say you could always check in with the office manager. You could check in with Viper and see like who's using what room.
It's very easy. And also, Chris, wearing rollerblades to work does give you cool exits, but it's also very bad for the carpet. There's divots all over the place.
Yeah, you got to fix these divots like you're playing golf, my friend.
Fluff it up.
Carol, Joanne, you're right.
Are you afraid of Viper or something?
100%. Sorry, was that not clear?
I get it. Our cool young office manager, Viper, is very intimidating.
Very intimidating.
He's hung 3 decorative swords behind his desk.
You know, he forged those swords himself. He told me all about it.
Yeah.
But don't you kind of want to hold his sword?
More than anything, but I'm too scared to ask.
Why don't you become friends with him and go ask?
That's all it takes.
Oh, because he's so intimidating. Friends with Viper? I wouldn't even know what to say.
Remember, Chris, there is already like some power imbalance. You're higher than him at this office.
I don't want him to be friends with me because he has to be friends.
Sure, I'm just saying.
What would you two do to be friends with a cool sword boy?
Huh.
Here's the thing. Viper doesn't care about the hierarchy of authority.
If I'm gonna be friends with Viper, I gotta play it long and cool.
Like a viper.
Let him overhear me having a conversation and say, oh, what? Huh. You like swords too. And also wear my sunglasses when I come inside. Just give
would find out everything that was inside him. I'd go on his Instagram, find out about his friends and fam, show up to the places they go and befriend them, and then we would have mutual friends then.
Find his community and then sneak inside, like the bird that lays eggs in other birds' nests so its eggs can hide. And then when the eggs hatch, one of the eggs is a snake, and the bird doesn't realize until it's much too late. Now you're friends with Viper. That's how to be friends with Viper. The nearest sushi spot nearby, and go on his Instagram and LinkedIn, and really try to learn about his interests, favorite hats and shoes and vests, learn where he forged all those swords. A conversation will never be bored.
Intricate blueprint you guys got on the wall right here. What's this all about?
Roll away, Chris.
Okay, bye.
Will Joanne and Carol set the funniest tricks and traps of all?
Will Chris become friends with Viper? Will Henry get this company rolling? Will...
It seems like they're doing pretty great anyway, but will they get back on whatever time zone they need to be on?
Find out when we return to the second half of PMS. Perpetual Mischief Season, the musical!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left this office, tricks and traps were afoot. Friendship was in the air. Everyone's having a great time.
What will happen now? Find out in this, the second half of PMS, Perpetual Mischief Season, the musical, as opposed to the stage play.
Chris, I need you to, like, take those rollerblades off, dog. You're rollerblading right in front of my desk.
Right.
And it's kind of scary because you come in at a speed that I don't associate with a human, and I almost go for my sword.
And I don't want that, Viper. I don't want you drawing. I don't want you drawing your sword.
And I need to say this: they are just ornamental. Their edges are dulled.
I figured that would be sort of the reason they're allowed in the workplace.
But at the same time, I could still hurt you with them.
With a blunt edge? Yeah, for
and
sure.
I don't want to.
I don't want to be
so
hurt.
So I need to not have you zooming by in my periphery.
Totally, totally, totally. Do you eat
also,
this?
Also, hang on. Do you mind if I touch your cheek?
Mind? Nay, would love.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Can I ask a question?
You could just ask the question. You've already asked a question.
I wasted my only question.
You have an eyelash.
Oh, thank you.
Make a wish, Chris, and okay. Then ask your question, fair brother. But just next time you can just ask, dude.
Okay.
Beautiful. Don't tell me.
Okay.
Viper, I was wondering if you knew your schedule was free and you'd be able to come over. My mom's making her lasagna.
Ooh.
I'd really like it if you could come over, Viper. Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, Devin.
Devin, let me see. Did you... Oh, I see now. You've already used several modes of communication to get in touch with me, huh?
Oh.
You sent me an Evite, and you texted me, well, and then you DM'd me on Instagram.
My mom needs to know what size pan to use when she makes the lasagna, Viper.
And
that's
Viper
all.
Friggin' hates taking moms for granted, so I'll be there.
I knew I could count on you. I just really want you to know that it's very difficult as a young male to make friends with someone who is emotionally tapped in.
No, it's easy. Easy to...
Devin, do you mind if I touch your face?
I would love that more than anything.
You have an eyelash.
Whoa.
Hey, make a wish, but don't tell me. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave you hanging.
No, no.
What was that question you had for me? Besides the question you already asked, which was, can I ask you a question?
I guess my question was like, I was thinking about the swords.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking how you called me.
Ma-da-ba-ba. Sorry.
Wow.
What were you saying?
I was...
Viper.
I'm just going to listen to you for a little bit. I guess I was thinking about...
It's so beautiful.
When I see the curves of your cheekbone, have a little friend from your eyes. Float down. A little home there, but I can't help but contextualize that wishes are for making and chances are for taking and rules they're for breaking. So come a little closer to me, dudes. I got room for you. Come a little closer to
you've been hanging at the beach, playing guitar. That's what it seems to me. I can see you by a fire pan, holding court. I know the coolest guy around, that's for sure. The thing that I wanted to ask was you called me a fair brother. Are you like interloping? Basically, I wanna know you a little more.
Oh, come a little closer to me, dudes. I got room for you. Come a little closer to me, dudes. I got room for you. I wouldn't put myself in a box, but if it's helpful for you to do, come a little closer, dude. I got room.
Coworkers will live like you do.
Oh, and I wanna
actually an axe. By axe, I mean guitar.
I should have noticed the big acoustic-looking sword.
Well, hang on. I want to plug it in. It's not quite acoustic. Yeah.
Play it for me now.
Viper's body is a wonderland.
Okay, and then there'll be a little marble that will roll down. It'll hit this series of dominoes. And then over here, the water balloon will kerplat. And then
hit the golf ball, which will go rolling down the Tinker Toys.
And it'll make a hole in one, and we'll turn and say, look, Henry, golf's not hard.
That's right. Gotcha, Henry. Oh, this is going to get right into his insecurities.
Knock, knock, knock. Henry.
Rat-a-tat-tat, Henry.
Knocking for me to come into your boardroom?
Henry, we were thinking a really fun thing for us all.
I'm so frustrated right now. I'm sorry.
What's on your mind, bud?
As I was talking about when I left this boardroom not too long ago, I absolutely got my lunch eaten at the corporate golf game by the people at Quilted Northern, who, by the way, have you heard what they're doing?
Yes, they're really just gonna, they are not going to exist in 6 more months.
We just have to worry about what they're doing.
It's just gonna be us and Cottonelle at the top of the
hill. Have you seen the wasp that they have floated? It's literally the Honey Nut Cheerios bee.
Yeah, they're gonna get sued.
It's bad for so many reasons. One, not a wasp. Two, definitely copyright protected.
Also,
three, bad idea for a toilet paper
bad
company.
For butts.
And, you know, bad for Cheerios. It makes that O feel like a butthole.
Which, by the way, how stupid did I feel knowing that, like, those are the people that ate my lunch at golf.
Now, when you say ate your lunch.
Yes.
Does that mean they swept the floor with you brought something, put it in a fridge, and when you came back to eat it around noontime, someone had already munched
because
it down?
Chris did that.
Yes.
Or at least I think it was Chris.
No,
someone
it was
left
Chris.
A post-it that said, this is Chris, tee-hee-hee. Definitely Chris.
Oh, definitely Chris.
Yes, that was
so
definitely
I'm assuming
Chris.
It was
definitely Chris. So how's your golf game? I think it's pretty easy.
Golf is very easy.
You two are crazy.
Okay,
golf
listen.
Is hard.
Henry, listen. As the three founders of Charmin, who are dear friends.
That's right.
Do you want to all stand in our little pinky pose?
Yes.
You know, we stand in a little triangle circle and we all hook pinkies.
No,
my pinky's hankering for another.
What?
Have we done this before?
Well, not in years.
You
it's
seem like you're
years.
Asking me to stand in a very specific part
you
of
the world. You know, you're reminding me. We all started as a humble trio, desperate to find good ways to wipe people's butts. And here we are, billionaires, running Charmin.
That part is true. I don't remember the pinky thing that we're doing right
oh,
now.
Oh, it's been years.
It's been years.
Back in the day, from before we were billionaires.
From camp.
From camp.
That's right. Did we go to camp together?
Yes!
Okay, yeah. I'm sure, of course we did.
Henry,
okay. You just kind of have confidence and go with our memory of it?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Listen, we know that you get very worried, so we actually took the liberty of setting up a small single hole of golf on the roof.
Yeah, no. We set up a single hole
of golf.
You did what?
It's just on the roof?
It's just
a par three, but you can still get, you probably can't drive from the tee, but you can still practice some of your skills.
What do you
say? Let me get this straight. The two of you set up a three-hole golf.
No, a single hole that's a par three.
You guys set up three holes of golf.
No, a single
Each
hole that's
one
a par
one
three.
Hole.
No.
Nine par, three holes of golf.
The numbers are getting bigger,
Henry. Do you play, Henry?
Yes.
I think we found your problem.
No, I play golf. I start off with the crookedest mallet I've got. And
well, you got angry and bent it over your knee and then said, it's fine, I'll keep using it. I think that was a mistake,
That's
Henry.
Your pride, Henry.
You know what? Let's go up to the roof. This will be fun.
We'll take the elevator. We love it.
Ding.
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 You guys just
ding.
Pushed all of the buttons on the elevator. It's going to stop on every floor. It's going to stop on every floor. All right.
Bing. Hello. Bing. Ding. Hello.
You never believe this. Viper told me all about
Ding. Hello.
Hi.
And here we are.
It's the roof.
Oh my gosh.
Careful with the soundtrack.
Hold on. This is just one hole.
Yes. That's a par three.
Always one hole.
Okay. Which for myself means that the best score you should be trying to get is using three strokes.
Okay.
Three strokes is what this hole is designed to take, which is if you get par.
That's what par means.
Par for the course.
Because I know how to play golf.
Par for the course.
Let me get my mallet and I'll go first.
A mallet?
Are you playing croquet?
No, it's a big metal mallet with the bendy part at the end. That's how you play golf. You're not going to fool me. I know you're into tricks and traps today. What's happening over here?
Carol, can you conference with me for a moment?
We're going to plan our snow cone order for later.
I'm going to try to bend my mallet back into the straight line that it was initially.
You do that and you just decide between blueberry and mango or a combo of the two. Carol.
Joanne.
He's really getting in the way of my tricks and my treats, and I can't figure out why it's making me so upset.
I don't want to say a reason it might be making us upset, because I don't want to give it any power.
Well, it's both true and not true.
It's both true and not true.
And we don't need it told to us, but also we show up.
We show up.
We show up. We're still doing everything we're supposed to be doing.
Also, it's not identical month to month.
No, it's a surprise every time.
Sometimes I'm like, ooh, nothing. Sometimes I want to like, wow. That was too complicated for some reason.
I did it.
I just felt like it was both true and untrue, and I didn't need to have that conversation.
And why do we need to make things harder on ourselves?
That's right.
We've got enough going on already.
That's how I feel. It's just like, why take it on? You know what? That's what it is. It's like accepting the truth, but also not being hemmed in by it.
Exactly. I'd appreciate a little understanding, but also I don't need to be belittled.
And can I say this?
Sorry,
and can I say this?
You can.
And
you can.
Here I go saying it. Lots of people have little ebbs and flows and seasons, you know.
Thank you.
Nobody is the same every day. It's not exclusive to people who menstruate. It's like anybody.
You said it.
You said it. I'm sorry I broke the spell.
I have been here for this whole conversation.
Blueberry or mango or a combo?
Combo, please.
Of course.
Always.
Can I just say, thank you so much for setting up this golf course up here.
You're welcome.
You guys clearly saw how frustrated I was getting my snacks stolen by
no problem.
The people at Quilted Northern.
Can I just say,
yeah,
the three of us are an incredible achievement. We met at camp. We met at Camp JCA Shalom in Malibu.
We sure did.
All places.
And only two of us are Jewish. One of us just lived in the neighborhood.
It's the camp for all seasons and the camp for all people. Lots of non-Jews go to Camp JCA Shalom.
And we love
surprisingly.
That.
We love that.
Listen, it's a great camp.
A great camp.
I loved it.
What's not to love?
And so how did it feel being at an almost all-Jewish camp? We never really asked.
Oh, it felt great. It didn't feel alienated. No, it's
That's
good
nice.
To every once in a while experience being the outsider.
Because I think like when you were in like the services, I was like, I wonder how
I found it
how
beautiful.
Joanne feels about this.
Well,
it's mostly in Hebrew, so you're just sort of like letting it
wash
over.
I think that probably the experience of being a Christian going to a Jewish ceremony is a lot easier because I'm just like, this is a prequel.
Sure.
Right.
You know, I don't find.
We all agree on this.
I agree. This is all true.
This part's canon to you.
This part is canon. Yes. I just have additional stories.
You just got the sequel.
But for you, you'd be like,
someone, a different writer took over. This not is not canon.
Not canon.
This
we
is all not canon
like
for me.
Back to the Future. We all like Back to the Future.
We don't all like, well, a lot of us like Back to the Future 2.
Let's say 1 and 2. It's always 1 and 2. Same with Austin Powers.
And then
Spy Who Shagged Me. Great.
Great.
The one with Beyonce.
Here's the thing, though. I love the second one.
Oh, yes.
Now, has it aged?
One and two are good.
One and two are good. Three is bad.
And to be fair, I rewatched 3. And it's better than I remember,
just like
Christianity.
Sometimes it's better than you remember.
It's better than you remember. It does more good than you remember.
If people could talk to each other the way that we talk to
each other.
The way, not like the people talk about Star Wars. Don't talk to each other like that.
No one should behave like a Star Wars
don't
fan.
Don't behave like a Star Wars fan.
No.
WWSWFD and then do the opposite.
Star Wars fan do?
Don't do the opposite.
And that's how we've maintained 4 decades of friendship.
That's right. And I'd want to say that after all those decades, thank you so much for building this golf course that I assume is built to make me feel good about golf.
Go ahead, take that swing.
From this ball?
Please use that one, yes.
Here's my question. From the last golf course that I was at, the ball was just sort of sitting on a tee. This one seems to be perched on a thing that will, like a sort of inclined plane that it will roll down a sort of little wooden slot.
Oh, you think so?
Is it not?
I don't know. Every hole is different.
Okay. Well, let me try.
Play the course, not the clubs.
Oh, I missed the ball entirely. Hold on, let me try.
It's okay. Practice shot. Take a mulligan. It's your breakfast ball.
Is this the right mallet to use?
It's almost a circle. You know that it's not. It's almost bent into a complete circle.
I have a whole set of mallets and I don't know which one to use.
Try a straight one.
I would use a 7-iron for this.
And that's the one.
Carol really knows this her one. Stuff.
Tee it low.
7 on it. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
We found some more reasons why Henry's been struggling with
Oh, I just tapped it. Oh, there it goes. Wait a minute. That's not my... Is that a small series of dominoes? No, it's bouncing from wood block to wood block. Ping-ponging down.
Bing. Boop. Yop. Splat.
Glug, 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 glug.
Just inflated a water balloon that's now draining slowly into a plastic vat. A little army man just jumped off of a diving ball.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
It just went through a little monkey putting like symbols together, and it just went through a cutout of a Mad magazine to shape like a face. A little nail just went across a chalkboard. There's a witch's hat that for some reason just flew down. Yep, a pixie stick just opened up and is saying, it's in my face. But the ball went right into the hole? One shot?
We got you.
Actually, Henry, golf is easy.
Joanne! Carol!
Yes?
Did you set up this whole Rube Goldberg device on the roof so that you could tell me that golf is easy, actually?
Yes!
Oh, this is so funny. You got me so good!
Oh, a trick and a trap.
I'm always saying that golf is hard, and I specifically said I will never think that golf is easy.
And golf is famously a mental game, so the more you don't take it seriously, actually, the better you'll play,
Henry. Were you banking on the fact that I wasn't going to be able to do anything but then just lightly tap that ball off that tee?
You know, there were some... We didn't think everything out. We're glad with how it turned out. But, you know, all the best tricks give you a good, happy laugh of relief.
That's right. They're meant to lift up, not to put
down.
Well,
if it's meant to give you a happy laugh of relief, the two of you, I mean, may I just say... Golf is easy. Traps. It's good to know
if it's a trap when you're having my back. Even if you give me a sandwich that's just crust, I will always feel such trust for you and the things that you do.
But there's one thing we don't have, and that's pooping around.
Because our toilet paper, it is so soft and strong.
Pooping
if
around.
You think those bears have itchy butts, you might run around.
And when life gives you traps, and when life gives you tricks, sometimes the best thing to do is just hold on to it.
Seem as good as they come.
As good as gold.
As good as gold.
I can't believe what just happened.
What an utter delight. What an absolute, hey, what a slow gear up for the spooky season.
Yeah. What a weird thing to do. It's definitely gone, but I was on a walk through Griffith and I saw the boxes of them preparing for the Hollywood Hayride.
Yes.
And it was the silliest thing in the world to see giant boxes that just said skeletons, dead people, inflatable UFO, vampires, like all of these just boxes. Anyway, yes,
just,
here
just
it comes.
Laid bare.
Little tricks, little treats. That's the way we do
tricks
it.
Tricks and traps coming your way soon.
Gilly, is there anything that, where can the people find you?
No.
Gilly, right?
I'm not active enough on social media, but I am at Time to Get Gil, T-I-M-E, the number 2, G-I-L-L. It is a reference to the Beastie Boys that my friend pointed out in middle school, and I won't change my screen name because of it.
Never change your stuff. What are some fun things you've worked on that people can come see? The other two?
You can see that.
What's that? A show that's great?
That's a TV show on HBO Max that you can check out. If you feel like watching TV,
that Gilly wrote. Okay, Gilly's great.
You guys are great.
Scott's great. Brett's great. Dana's great. And honestly,
great.
Listeners, you're all great.
Sean Matthew Lear, you're great.
Darren Ficarelli, you're great.
I heard about you, Darren. You sound so great.
Oh my gosh, Darren was talking about you and Ange before the pod. Shout out. Saw him in Fair Oak. One of these days, I'll go to actual Detroit and not.
Someday we'll see actual
Let's eat some
Detroit.
Greek food in Detroit. They have good Greek food there.
I mean, great job, Detroit. And we will see you.
Oh. gosh, we got a live show.
Oh gosh, we do have a live show.
Okay, October 2nd at the Bourbon Room, and the band looks at us with surprise. Yes, guys, I hope you all can be there.
So here's the thing, band. We do have a live show, and if you can make it, that's great. But if you, but no pressure.
Oh my
no
gosh.
No pressure.
Sorry. We sometimes those things go back and forth and forget a very key element. Listen to this happening in live time.
Honestly, Jessica, great job remembering that we do have a live show at the Bourbon Room.
It's where our show was for Netflix is a Joke. It was a really fun space to have the band, so I hope they can be there.
If you are out of town, we are looking into having a version of it available for you. We're not sure yet, but we are looking into
Watch the space, as we
Watch
say.
Watch this space okay, for but, hot updates
but
and
please,
drops.
If you live in the LA area, we love to see your face with our face, so come and check it out.
And it's a big space, so
please come.
As a fan, I'm going to say, I would love to be there. Other fans, let's go.
Yes, let's go. All right, thank you so much. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you're walking along and hear cricks and cracks,
then you might be in a season of tricks and traps.
Bye.